Warren News, I'm John Scott. In remarks at Stanford University, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed's likely to start cutting interest rates in months to come.
My colleagues and I continue to believe that the policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as we expect, most FOMC participants see it as likely to be appropriate to begin lowering the policy rate at some point this year.
And Powell sought to dispel any notion that the Fed's interest rate decisions might be affected by this year's presidential election. Also at SRNNews.com, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is awaiting results of an Israeli probe into the deadly strikes on aid workers.
We expect the Israelis to conduct a thorough, comprehensive, complete, and transparent investigation. We look forward to finding out the results of that investigation, and we'll move on from there.
The deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers threaten to set back efforts by the U.S. and other countries to open a maritime corridor for aid from Cyprus to help ease the desperate conditions in northern Gaza. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says he's not in the running for vice president, despite his close ties to former President Trump. Bob Agnew with the report.
Senator Johnson is heaping praise on the former president after riding with him on Air Force One and attending a Trump rally on Election Day.
You're seeing the real Donald Trump in these rallies. I mean, the guy is just entertaining. He's funny. Like I say, there's substance in those rallies, but there's a lot of good humor.
But Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network he has no future in a likely Trump White House.
I would be replaced by probably a Democrat senator.
Senator Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks are mixed now. The Dow down 43 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 34. This is SRN News. Donald Trump says Joe Biden waging war on Christians.
The former president points to the current president's decision to celebrate the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday and a prohibition on any religious themes in the annual White House Easter egg decorating contest. The Trump campaign says, quote, "These are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. Most polls indicate people of faith are more likely than ever to vote for Mr. Trump in November." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida may become the next state to allow people to smoke pot. On a vote of 5-2, the state Supreme Court has decided to allow on the November ballot a measure that would let companies which already grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. The ballot measure also would make possession of marijuana for personal use legal. This is SRN News. The Biden administration approving a new wind project off the Massachusetts coast.
The project is expected to be large enough to provide more electricity than the state's former coal-fired generating station. Avangrid's New England Wind is the United States' eighth large offshore wind project to be greenlit. The project, to be built in two phases, was approved for up to 129 turbines capable of generating up to 2,600 megawatts of electricity.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the last operating coal-fired power plant in Massachusetts, Brayton Point, at 1,600 megawatts, closed in 2017. A California man admitted stealing nearly $2 million worth of jewelry, clothing, and accessories from guests at a Beverly Hills motel, then traveling to Florida to sell the stolen goods. 38-year-old Jobson DeCastro pleaded guilty to a felony that carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison. More details at SRNNews.com.